Morgan's AM. US equity markets fall for the first time in six sessions. All eyes on big cap technology results.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets logged their first declines in six sessions, pulling back from record highs as investors awaited quarterly earnings releases from several mega-cap technology stocks after the closing bell. The Dow lost 86 points or 0.2%, pairing an earlier decline of as much as 266 points. The broader S&P 500 fell 0.5%, with consumer discretionary, communication services, energy and information technology all falling over 1%. The S&P 500 recovered from an earlier decline of as much as 1.1%. The technology-centric Nasdaq lost 1.2%, and the small capitalization Russell 2000 index shed 1.1%. The International Monetary Fund released its latest World Economic Outlook update overnight and maintained its 6% global growth forecast for 2021, upgrading its outlook for the United States, which it now expects to grow at 7% in 2021. The IMF cut its 2021 growth forecast for India, which has struggled with a massive wave of infections this year, by 3% to 9.5%. Also reduced its 2021 forecast for China by 0.3%, citing a scaling back of public investment and overall fiscal support. The IMF expects Australian economic growth in 2021 to be 5.3%, which is in accord with Morgan's chief economist Michael Knox. The IMF also noted that inflation is expected to return to its pre-pandemic ranges in most countries in 2022, but warned that uncertainty remains high. Indeed, the IMF said there is, however, a risk that transitory pressures could become more persistent and central banks may need to take preemptive action. A very busy US corporate earnings calendar overnight, with a number of major companies reporting after the closing bell. Apple fell 1.5% in extended trading, despite logging its strongest June quarter ever, posting better than expected earnings per share and revenue. The biggest positive surprise came in the iPhone segment, which exceeded revenue expectations by more than $5 billion. Google parent Alphabet gained approximately 0.7% in extended trading after digital advertising sales underpinned better than expected fiscal second quarter net income per share and overall revenue. Alphabet's operating margin improved to 31% in the quarter versus 17% in the same quarter a year ago. The company's chief executive put it simply during an earnings call with analysts, saying the company is benefiting from a rising tide of consumer and enterprise demand. Microsoft Corp rose over 1% in after-hours trading after capping another record-breaking year that has seen it become only the second company with a US $2 trillion market capitalization in history. The company reported better-than-expected fourth-quarter earnings per share and revenue, with all of their segments producing better growth than analysts expected in the final 3 months of the company's fiscal year. Advanced Micro Devices rose approximately 0.8% in after-hours trading after the chipmaker reported better-than-expected second-quarter adjusted earnings per share and revenue and raised its full-year outlook yet again. Visa fell 1% in extended trading despite posting better-than-expected adjusted fiscal third-quarter earnings per share and revenue as the payments company continued to see a bounce back in face-to-face spending amid the economic recovery, while e-commerce transactions driven by the pandemic remained strong. United Parcel Service tumbled 7% after the package delivery giant reported better-than-expected overall second-quarter adjusted earnings per share and revenue, despite revenue in its largest US business segment undershooting analyst estimates. Chief Financial Officer Brian Newman provided a somewhat downbeat outlook for the US business. Boeing Co., Bristol Myers Squibb, Facebook, Ford Motor Co., McDonald's, MasterCard, PayPal, Pfizer, Qualcomm, and Spotify are among notable companies to release quarterly earnings tonight. It was also a busy US economic calendar overnight. Durable goods orders climbed 0.8% in June, less than the 2% increase forecast by economists, albeit May's figures were upwardly revised. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index recorded an increase of 16.6% over the past year in May, up from the prior record of 14.8% set last month. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index edged up to a reading of 129.1 in July, marking the highest level since February 2020 and the sixth consecutive monthly increase. European bourses retreated after another soft handover from Asian markets. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 4.2% yesterday, taking its two-day slide to over 8%. Amid regulatory fears surrounding China's technology and private education sector. The technology sector, down 1.6%, led the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.5% lower. Germany's DAX fell 0.6%, France's CAC down 0.7%. London's FTSE 100 fell 0.4% as investors waded through a raft of corporate earnings releases. Consumer goods giant Reckitt Benckiser tumbled 8.4% after swinging to a loss in the first half as it wrote down the value of its infant formula and China nutrition assets. However, specialty chemicals company Croda International jumped 5.6% after it said annual profit was set to be well ahead of expectations and reported record results for the first half. Rio Tinto fell 1.1% ahead of the iron ore giant's first half result later this evening. Base metals were weaker after advancing across the board for three consecutive sessions. Copper eased 0.3% to be trading just shy of $4.44 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel fell 2%, aluminium down 1.2%, and zinc with a 1.1% decline. China industrial profits figures rose 20% year-on-year in June, according to data released yesterday by China's National Bureau of Statistics. Benchmark spot iron ore dipped 17 cents to $202.57 a metric tonne. Gold futures inched 60 cents higher to $1,799.80 an ounce. Oil prices logged modest declines, WTI down 26 cents to $71.65 a barrel, Brent dipping 2 cents to $74.48 a barrel, their first loss in six sessions. After the market's close, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest weekly inventory data, recording a 4.7 million barrel decline in US crude stockpiles for the week ended the 23rd of July. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 4.1 basis points to 1.235%. Federal Reserve announces their latest interest rate decision tomorrow morning Australian time, with the US bank expected to leave interest rates unchanged, but officials could reveal more information about their timeline for reducing bond purchases. Fed Chair Jerome Powell will host a press conference after the meeting. The Australian dollar is buying around 73.6 US cents. The June quarter consumer price index headlines today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.